Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We bring in the man that writes the Bible of pro football, as far as I'm concerned. It is ProFootballTalk.com, but he's also a spirited and outstanding writer as well, with books like Big Shield and Playmakers and all kinds of good stuff. He is Mike Florio, and of course, he is on the Fan Hotline. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys today?
We are good. Trying to figure it out. What's your feeling so far on trade deadline day? It's a little slow for us.
Well, and it always goes that way.
Yeah.
Look, the NFL is a deadline-driven business, and you've got teams that want what they want. You've got teams that are willing to give what they're willing to give, and the question becomes, do they get it done before 4 o'clock Eastern? And as we've seen in the past, do they get the deal properly communicated by both teams to the league office in order to consummate a deal? How long ago was that? 8-9 years ago?
The fax machine breaking for the Browns?
Yeah, it was the email didn't go through or whatever it was. But, yeah, I think that, you know, for some of these teams, it's just a matter of waiting. And if we want, let's say, a third-round pick for a player and we're not getting that offer, we just wait and see if someone blinks. And if not, we have to decide whether or not to take the best offer. So there could be more moves. I don't think there's been as much as we maybe thought there would be, because there were moves in the first few weeks of the season. I remember there was a Sunday splash report from both of the major networks with the pregame shows saying basically some trades have happened, more might happen, or some ridiculously obvious thing like that, which told me they didn't have anything else that day.
Yeah.
Of course trades can happen, and they do happen at the deadline. We've seen a couple today. We'll find out in the next 4 hours how many more happen.
A.J. McCarron, that's who it was.
A.J. McCarron. And it was Sashi Brown and Hugh Jackson, right? There was a disconnect there.
A lot of disconnects there, Mike. the Raiders and the Jags made a trade that, if we're going to try and connect some dots, has a little Browns connecting to it, because Browns have the Jags first-round pick. Jags try and get better with Jacoby Myers. I think that helps them. Are you hearing anything about trading other players out of Jacksonville, Brian Thomas Jr. in particular?
Well, the Jaguars wouldn't have given up a fourth-round pick and a sixth-round pick for Jacoby Myers if they weren't trying to take this 5-3 start and turn it into a playoff berth. And that's why, for the trade deadline, all the way up until the last set of games, we really don't crystallize who's going to be looking for help and who's going to be looking to take current pieces and turn them into some sort of a return in the future. So by getting that win on Sunday over the Raiders late in overtime, when the Raiders went for two after they scored a touchdown and failed to get it, the Jaguars get to 5-3. They get their first win since the Monday night supposed narrative changer against the Chiefs, and now they're in the mix. I think a trade for a guy like Brian Thomas Jr., like, you could probably get more and probably would get more in the off season than you would get now. I think you're going to have more teams that would be willing to give up a lot more for a guy who's got superstar potential. And I don't know why the Jaguars would even want to move on from him, but it is kind of odd when you look at their depth chart right now. They add Jacoby Myers while Travis Hunter is on IR. There are reports that this isn't a serious long-term injury. He's going to miss at least three more games. But after that, it's Thomas, it's Dyami Brown, it's Parker Washington, Tim Patrick, Hunter, Myers. Like, there's only one football. So if Jacoby Myers, who wanted an extension and the Raiders refused to give it to him, if he's not getting an extension right away in Jacksonville, he's going to want to have a strong finish to the season. I don't know that he's going to get more opportunities to catch passes in Jacksonville than he had with the Las Vegas Raiders. And if numbers drive his value, his numbers may be worse, not better, in his new team.
What are you hearing on the Browns today?
Not much of anything.
Yeah. Is that so, Mike? I mean, like we all have contacts over there, and we kind of. But man, they have been so tight-lipped the last 2 weeks. It's hard to get anything out of there.
Well, and it was odd, like, there wasn't much that came out during the bye week. I had somebody email me that Andrew Berry is usually available during the bye week, and he wasn't, and I never had a chance to track that down. You guys would know better than me, but I think that they are firmly in keep your head low and your mouth shut territory. That may be why we're not hearing anything. And it is odd that, well, I don't suggest they should trade Myles Garrett now. They should have traded him in the offseason. If this team is as committed to analytics as they pretend to be or claim to be, and I'm not saying pretend, they are. The reality is they have an asset that is probably going to be past his prime by the time the team is good enough to maximize the on-field return. Man, what could they have gotten for Myles Garrett in a trade in the offseason? Right now, it would wreak havoc on the salary cap. They made it clear it's not happening, but it just seems to go counter to this idea of treating everything like a mathematical formula, because they take a guy and they turn it into a bevy of young, cheap draft picks, replacing the young, cheap draft picks they gave up as part of the Deshaun Watson deal. It just made a ton of sense to do it, and I'm surprised they didn't. And it's weird that they're stubborn about it, because they seem to be committed to this idea of basically treating every player like a cog in a machine and moving those pieces around and those parts around, all in the goal of getting more parts later at a cheaper price.
Yeah. Mike Florio joining us from Pro Football Talk. I'm going to ask you a question that I think the answer to is no, and I think it's preposterous, but should the Browns be looking here at the trade deadline for a guy who they think might be able to be their quarterback of the future? Because I don't think you draft a guy in the third or a guy in the fifth and think that's your guy. And I'm looking at Indy in particular. Anthony Richardson's been a complete flop in Indy. Daniel Jones has been great. I can't imagine that they're going to go back to Anthony Richardson anytime soon.
Well, but why would the Colts trade him now? That's what it all comes down to. He's on injured reserve. He had that freak accident in the locker room with an elastic band that broke. He had an orbital fracture. But Riley Leonard is their current insurance policy behind Daniel Jones. At some point, Richardson's going to be back, and at some point, Jones may get injured. If you have an injury to Daniel Jones as you get deeper into the regular season, you're trying to win the division, you're trying to get maybe a first-round bye, or you get into the playoffs, do you want to turn to Anthony Richardson? Do you want to turn to Riley Leonard? So, and again, whatever you, unless you can, let's say, trade Anthony Richardson to a team that can give you immediate help at an area of need, and they've been working out a bunch of available veteran free agent pass rushers in recent weeks. If they could get an established pass rusher from a team that really wants Anthony Richardson right now, that would be worth at least giving it some thought. But if you're going to trade Richardson, you're going to get as much or more in the offseason. When the dust settles on 2025, you're going to have 6, 7, 8 teams looking for quarterbacks. Maybe you can get a team to bite on Anthony Richardson then. I mean, look at the Vikings. Remember the moment that Kevin O'Connell had with Anthony Richardson when they played last year, and he seemed to be trying to encourage him and talk to him. I mean, he may see in Anthony Richardson a guy they could develop. Well, we got to see what happens the rest of the year, because they need to make a decision about J.J. McCarthy for next year, and so far so good, but there's still 9 games left. Maybe they're in the mix for an Anthony Richardson. So I just think that right now it would take a lot for the Colts to give him up, and I don't see a team that is in a position to give up a lot now when you can give up the same amount later.
Mike, what's your take on Kevin Stefanski giving up play calling yesterday to Tommy Rees?
Well, isn't it like a tradition unlike any other? Like, doesn't it happen every year? I'd love to have access to what goes on in that organization. And I credit Kevin Stefanski for having that kind of calm demeanor where he just deals with it. But we've all gotten the impression over the past 10, 12 years that Jimmy Haslam has a spoon deep in the stew. And unlike Jerry Jones, who made himself the GM, I almost feel like Jimmy Haslam is the unofficial GM and all these other names and titles are there to give him buffer from criticism. But, you know, you have different pressures, you have different comments, you have different things, different ideas on how to make things better. And it just is odd to see this waggle back and forth between Stefanski calling the plays, not calling the plays. I don't know, maybe it was the plan all along. Once Tommy Rees is ready, he's going to get the ring. I don't know. But when you don't have players that are good enough, and I heard the clips on the way in about how Flacco's doing so well with the Bengals. Well, if you had Jamar Chase and T. Higgins as receivers in Cleveland, he would have been doing well there too. I mean, if you just don't have good enough players, it doesn't matter who's calling the plays. This isn't some subtle little fix. This is an overhaul. This isn't we got to tweak this or tweak that. So, you know, and they're never going to admit to it because they're the ones who are basically trying to change the tire on the moving car. But I think the Browns have far deeper issues offensively than who's calling the plays.
I'd agree with you on that one. The defense has been good here. What's impressed you most about the way this defense has bounced back a little bit, if anything, Mike?
Well, the fact that they continue to play at a high level when there has to be nonstop frustration about drives that are so short that you don't get a chance to rest, short fields you have to defend after turnovers. And on a day when things are going well, the offense just doesn't hold up its end of the bargain. I mean, they shut down the Packers. That was a thing of beauty in week three, and they barely won the game because the offense couldn't do anything. And look, I don't – just because Joe Flacco's playing well now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He was playing miserably with the Browns, and it was time to move on and see what you have in Dillon Gabriel, and eventually it'll be time to see what you have in Shedeur Sanders. I support that, and I don't think hindsight really matters. As I said, he has T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase now, but it's got to be so hard for the defense to continue to play hard when the roster is out of whack and the offense is as bad as it is. It puts much more pressure on the defense and it creates a much greater opportunity for frustration. It's really the mirror image of Cincinnati. And look at how those players are handling the really bad, historically bad defense. You got guys popping off. You got the coach coming out and saying you shouldn't pop off while he's also pointing a finger at the guy who popped off. I mean, it's just a mess right now in Cincinnati. And I think it's more of a mess because they were in the mix and they started 2-0. And I think it's harder when you let yourself think in September and October that you could be a playoff team and it falls apart. I think when it falls apart, it creates a lot more dysfunction internally.
Mike, before we let you go, how's Big Shield doing?
Well, you know, it's doing well because a couple of weeks ago, one of the things that prompted me to write it, one of the things I was concerned about, scandals involving gambling
yep.
in the various sports leagues came to fruition. And Big Shield isn't just about a football player who becomes corrupted by a mobster and is providing inside information before games and during games. There are other characters in there from other sports, and there's an NBA – no, not NBA. There is a professional basketball player from a league that is not the NBA, but if you want to think it's the NBA, you can. And he was doing exactly what Terry Rozier is accused of doing. He was leaving games and – his unders were hitting and providing information about who's injured and who's not injured. And here's really the key about this gambling scandal, because it's funny how it kind of went away, but that's what happens during football season, because there's always bright, shiny objects to focus on and more games and fresh controversies. The thing that I think has been overlooked more than anything else, the only reason we know about Terry Rozier, and we knew about Jontay Porter a couple of years ago, but it didn't become as big of a deal as this one because it has that bizarre rigged poker game thing tied to it. The alarms go off with the sports books because they spot unusual and suspicious betting activity. Because somebody who gets that information decides to go be a hog at the trough with it. If you're smart, now, I'm not advocating this, but I'm just saying, if you have that inside information and you're not betting it in a way that creates those alarms, you know, through dormant accounts and new accounts and the money's flowing in and the algorithm send off alarm bells at FanDuel, DraftKings, wherever, if you're patient and you're smart and you're not greedy about it, you can just keep doing it. You can play the long game if you have a good pipeline of inside information. So just because I see all this, well, this proves the system works. It's like, does it really prove it works? It proves it works if somebody is stupid and reckless with how much they bet when they find these things out. And my big takeaway is it just underscores how much inside information there is and how it's impossible to safeguard it. And the whole message of Big Shield is there is a ton of inside information. It is impossible to safeguard it. And the players who think they're going to make a little extra money need to realize that there is no such thing as easy money, and there's going to be a price to pay for anything you do with it.
Mike, do you think the leagues try to shut down? I don't know how they can do it, but shut down prop bets? It's got to be a topic at every one of their conversations because it seems like that, you know, that's the easiest thing to kind of tweak.
Well, I've heard comments from sports unions and from, you know, the NCAA that they want to get rid of prop bets, and prop bets are the crack cocaine of sports betting, and they are the one thing that can easily be rigged. You can't rig the outcome of an NFL game without multiple people who are involved. I'm not saying it's impossible, it's just a lot harder. It's very easy to rig a person's prop bets, especially to hit the under. And I've seen suggestions like, just eliminate the unders. You can only bet the overs. There's no way to manipulate the overs by one person. One person can manipulate the unders. But I think that's part of the problem. And here's the dirty little secret, too, that it doesn't get the attention it should. Does the NFL really want to do anything that will in any way reduce the amount of money that's wagered? Not just because they have the multiple sportsbook sponsorships, but NFL owners are allowed to own up to 5% of any company that operates a sportsbook. The NFL admits that. They won't tell us who owns what. And in theory, you could own, as an NFL owner, 5% of DraftKings, 5% of FanDuel, 5% of BetMGM, and they aren't telling us who. That, to me, is the biggest problem here, and that puts the league directly in bed and partner with the sports books who have different incentives and motivations that could potentially skew the outcomes of games. And I just think it's a horrible practice, it's a bad look, and it doesn't get discussed nearly enough. But I think that, to a certain extent, is a root of what the NFL will, or more importantly, won't do about any of this, because it will affect the bottom line of the owners who are actively holding interests in companies that operate sports books.
Mm. All right, great stuff. Enjoy the rest of your trade deadline date. Big Shield is available where you get books, audiobooks. You can do all that stuff right now.
No audiobook yet.
Oh, sorry.
It's only available on Amazon. You can get the ebook for 99 cents. 99 cents. It is the dumbest business decision in a long line of stupid business decisions I have made in my life. That is the dumbest one.
You made some goodies, though, so there you go.
I was looking at some of your other books were available there, so I was just...
They're all there for 99 cents.
Yes.
All the ebooks are 99 cents, because I'm trying to encourage... You know, I grew up at a time when, and I think they still make kids read books in school.
They do.
I hated being forced to read, so I ended up hating reading. And then as an adult, you stumble across a book you like, and it's like, hey, this can be fun. So I'm trying to encourage reading for fun. It's a great diversion when there aren't football games to watch, or if you have YouTube TV and you can't watch Monday Night Football, you can read a book instead for 99 cents.
All right, just search Big Shield, and you'll know what we're talking about. How's that,
Thank
sir?
You.
Thank you.
Thank
Talk
you, Mike.
To you later, Mike.
See you guys.
What do we get from Mike Florio? He put the picture out there that, yeah, this is kind of what we expected on NFL trade deadline through 12:30 in the afternoon.
I was intrigued about the idea, and you threw this out last week. You know, could the Browns actually make some kind of a quarterback trade? And just looking around the league a little bit, you know, Anthony Richardson is a guy I think is really intriguing, and that's why I brought him up to Mike.
Yeah.
And I thought Mike's response to it was really interesting. And I understand the Colts, you know, if something were to happen to Daniel Jones, you'd certainly want to play him. You might want to go out and get a veteran as well.
Anthony Richardson makes more sense than it did in the beginning of the season because Flacco
you mean
was
here?
Here. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the beginning of the season, it made sense. But it didn't make sense because Flacco was here. And you'd be playing the same exact game Indianapolis was playing last year.
I have no idea if the Colts would want to trade him. I wouldn't. If I were the Colts,
right?
But you know, if the Browns wanted to, for instance, if you could get a guy like Anthony Richardson, who's just full of potential. Now he's not played real well, but he's had some moments. You might not have to take that quarterback next year. You go get a guy like Richardson, and you bring in a veteran to play with him, and you move on from Dylan and/or Shadur. And you go try and win some games, and you draft a left tackle, and you draft a wide receiver in the first round next year.
You're going to have to give up something to get Richardson.
You might have to give up second and a third. I mean, right now he's a bust. Right now he's a bust.
Yeah, he is. You liked him, though, early.
Well, Andy's like 6'4", 240 pounds, and he can throw it forever. Just where's it going? I like quarterbacks with great physical skills. I do. I think you can win with those guys. And I think they can help you win games. They can make plays.
Do you don't think Indy would do that, though?
Nope.
Second and third? No way.
Nope.
They'd want a first.
Well, they might want a first, but you going to give them one for him?
No.
Exactly right.
No, but...
Again, if I'm them, I don't want to move on from them because I want to see what happens with Daniel Jones. I read a story the other day about Daniel Jones, and it said Indy's getting...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready to make the New York Giants mistake about Daniel Jones? And what's that mistake? Signing him to a long-term contract. Because the article I read was kind of like, well, this might be fool's gold with Daniel Jones. Yeah, it might be. Might not be, though. Let's put it this way. If they let him go, I'd sure like to have him here. This team's 7-1, and he's a big part of the reason why. See, that those quarterbacks who have been around the league a little bit might not have had success, might have been kicked to the curb. Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Daniel Jones, Geno Smith. I mean, you can get some work out of those guys. You can get some good play.
In listening to what he had to say, though, I'm not surprised. The two things that didn't surprise me was, one, nothing's really shaken. And two, when talking about the Browns and what are they trying to do, you know, and the annual tradition here of, you know, why would we change play callers again to try to see where they're going? You know, we talked to Mary Kay Cabot about that earlier today. Mary Kay was like, well, maybe Kevin wanted to take the tougher part of the schedule in the beginning of the year and then hand things over to Tommy. If things were going well, though, there's no way they would have switched play. Do you think if they were 6-2 rather than 2-6 that Kevin Stefanski would have handed the play calling duties over? No way.
No, sir.
There's no way. Did he take the brunt of it? Maybe knowing that there's absolutely no way he's going to, you know, have to take a bullet at the end of the year and lose his job over it? I guess. I look at Kevin in this situation and go, you know what? All right. I do say every day that we're trying to get better and, coaches have to get better, and I'm willing to let somebody else look at the situation and maybe call something different. Again, Jeff, that goes back to the only thing he's created now, if it works, is a spark. And so what happens after that? And I just think Kevin kind of washed his hands of the offense. And I kind of, I mean, not completely,
no,
like
a
head coach.
Can't do that.
Because a head coach can't do that. But I mean, just like, okay, if this isn't working, it's because of the talent. And I don't know, you know, we have no idea what's going on. We haven't heard from the general manager. Kevin's got to continue to answer these questions. He's cool about it.
I don't think Kevin's in cover as you know what mode by handing off the play calling to Tommy Rees.
So what is he in? You said yesterday.
He's trying to win some games.
Yeah, but you said yesterday you don't think he'll ever call plays here again.
I don't. I mean, if you were the ownership, and let's say Tommy Rees, let's say the offense does real well the rest of the way. Okay, let's imagine. Okay, Tommy Rees does a nice job.
Right.
Tommy Rees goes and gets a head coaching job somewhere. I mean, he's been rumored to be a college head coaching candidate. Let's say he gets a job, and Kevin hires another offensive coordinator and tells ownership, assuming Kevin's here. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have him just set things up, and then I'm going to call plays again. If I'm ownership, if I'm Paul DePodesta, if I'm Andrew Berry, even though Andrew is not Kevin's boss from everything we've heard, I'm going to say, you know, you've given it up 2 years in a row. Be the head coach. You don't need to call plays. You hired an offensive coordinator. Let him do it. It worked out fine last year. Last year it didn't work out. Let's assume.
Right.
I was doing a conversation there. It worked out fine with Tommy Rees. Let's have the new offensive coordinator call plays. It didn't work out last year.
No.
Kevin goes back in. Well, hasn't worked out so far. Why? Main reason I think it hasn't worked out. I think their talent is not NFL competing caliber. I don't.
It is NFL trade deadline day. 4 o'clock is the deadline. Again, you'll be able to hear any news that happens right here on 92.3 The Fan, whether it happens during our show or during afternoon drive. Tim is in Louisiana. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hey, guys. Your old intern.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, Tim.
Not too much. I just heard Jeff talking earlier about the Jalen Hyatt thing, and that really intrigued me. Not giving up a draft pick and getting a speed guy like Jalen. And you know, if you remember back to Jalen's time at Tennessee, the reason he had a chance to shine that last year, where he won the Biletnikoff, scored 5 touchdowns against Alabama, all of that,
mm-hmm.
is because Cedric Tillman went down with an injury.
He and Ced were teammates for 2 years, Tim.
Yeah. Like I was covering Tennessee at that time, and Ced seems to be a little bit injury prone again, and I wouldn't mind seeing somebody like Jalen that could kind of take the top off of the defense without spending a lot, just to see what you got. You know, kind of a roll of the dice.
Wouldn't cost you much, would it?
No. And I liked your idea of Jerome Ford, because he's not a part of the future anyway.
That's a good point, Tim. Hey, Tim, take care of yourself, man. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate you. Thanks, Tim.
See you, guys.
Chilling in Louisiana. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We'll get you up to speed on everything that's going on with NFL trade deadline coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll do a little NFL roundup. Plus, we'll talk about some other things going on in sports in the 1 o'clock hour, though. I want to kick back to an interview we did at the top of the hour with Mike Florio, and just talking about the situation that the Browns are in. And one of those things that he brought up, and it's something that we've talked about for the last couple of days, has been Myles Garrett. And, you know, should Myles Garrett be on the trade block? You know, Myles was the one that asked for a trade, but yet they figured it out and got him a contract extension and, you know, overextended themselves probably if they wanted to put themselves in a position to be able to trade him somewhere down the road. They locked in to Myles. The team committed to Myles, even though Myles was walking up and down, you know, press row during the Super Bowl saying, they need to trade me, they need to trade me. Then they were able to figure it out. It's amazing what cash can do in some of these situations. Then we watched Myles the other day after a fantastic contest where he ends up with 5 sacks in the game, slam his helmet in the ground, and you had to wonder, did he not walk in there on Monday morning and say, trade me, I don't care what it takes. I'll give back money. I'll do whatever it takes. I don't know if that's the scenario or not, but you could see the frustration by the fact that he was slamming his helmet on the ground, and you know he probably wanted more, and I'm sure clearly was not happy with the organization or the team at that point, and that's okay. He's an alpha dog, and I have no problem with that. But the next thing that happened was we all started looking at today and 4 o'clock and trade deadline day, and people were going, oh, I wonder I wonder if they could still get three first-round draft picks for him. And, you know, it wasn't just here. It was national.
I would think not, by the way.
You don't think they could get three first-round draft picks?
No.
If he was the difference between winning a Super Bowl or not, and I felt that way about my team, I'd be willing to give up three first-round draft picks, especially knowing that if you're that close, you're probably going to be a pick that's on the other side of 26.
I don't think they could get that for him.
You don't think they could get three, knowing that?
No.
What?
I just don't think that's feasible right now.
I guess I say it based on Deshaun Watson. I'll be honest with you. And I think we said, well, if Deshaun Watson was worth three first-round draft picks at that point, and if Myles Garrett is one of the best defensive players in the league, if not the best defensive player in the league, don't you think he would be worth that today?
No.
I that's where the conversation would start for me. I'll say that. And then maybe if it works its way one way or another, I can understand that. And again, if you're on the other side of 26, I know it's a first-round draft pick, but it's a late first-round draft pick that you'd be trading, and that's probably why I would be asking for the third.
True.
Fair enough. What do you think he's worth?
Two number ones, a number one and a couple of players, good players, young players, controllable players.
Two number one and a couple of controllable players?
You might be pushing it.
Maybe a second?
I'd ask.
I'd ask for the world.
Yes.
That's why I don't think it's going to happen. And I think Andrew would, too. I don't think he'd walk away. Well, we'll just trade him for a first-round pick. I hardly think
no,
that
that's
happen.
Not happening.
No.
Well, and again, the cap ramifications are not good. Nothing's impossible, but they're not good.
All right, so here's what Mike had to say about that situation. Oh, we got a trade.
Hang on.
Before we get to that, we are going to get to a report from Ian Rappaport saying the Jets are reportedly trading Sauce Gardner to the Colts.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a big one. I think that up until that, I said Jacoby Meyer was probably the biggest trade we got today, but now we got a Sauce Gardner trade,
wow,
according to Ian Rappaport.
Now that's a big trade.
What are they getting?
I don't
is
know
he
yet.
Saying,
they have not said on the return yet, but that is just the only thing we have from the report.
Wow.
Sauce Gardner just tweeted, "Thanks, New York. It's been real." So even though it hasn't been officially reported by the Jets, we have a report from Ian Rappaport, and we have tweets from Sauce Gardner himself.
Wow, that's a great... Well, I don't know what they've given up for him, but it's still, you want to talk about getting better for a team that's already pretty good for Indianapolis. That's... I mean, he was sitting on a four-year, $120.4 million
yeah,
contract extension, too. So he was the highest-paid corner. Do they either want to get rid of the contract, or do you think you're definitely going to get some improvement there?
Wow.
Good news for the Browns, too, because that means that they don't have to see Sauce Gardner on Sunday.
That's it's very true.
Or maybe good news for the Jets because it puts them up higher. It gives them a better chance of losing. Right,
here comes their quarterback if they want one.
We talk about it, man. Just gave up the highest paid.
I want to hear what that is. Wow.
I wonder if Rappaport's got to have something else on the other side, or somebody in New York. I mean, they got 10 million reporters there covering the team. You would think that somebody would know
that
what
many,
the other side.
Huh?
Yeah, 10 million reporters. Everyone's a reporter in New York. Don't you know that?
Sauce used to walk around the campus at the University of Cincinnati wearing a really cool necklace with great big huge letters on it. Guess what it said?
Hot
sauce.
Oh, that's all I was saying. Hot sauce. Wow. That's a big deal, man. That's the biggest deal we've seen so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
You know, I almost feel bad for corners except for one thing. They get paid like crazy if they're pretty good. But man, they get shredded sometimes. Just people are all over them. If they don't cover one guy on one play and they get burned once, like Denzel. Denzel's a really good corner.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. And people call our show all the time, "Hey, get rid of Denzel. He doesn't do this." Come on, man. These guys are the guys in the NFL who might be the most independent contractors going, because you're guarding big time talents at wide receiver. They know where they're going, and you don't. So they're going to get fried sometimes.
Man, I am.
So Adam Schefter has the first report on returns. They're saying two first round picks.
Yeah.
For in exchange for Sauce Gardner.
Yep. You know what that means? It means they're going to want to replenish their stash, so they're going to trade Anthony Richardson.
That's the way you see it.
I'd take a flyer on Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, I kind of you like get giddy when you're talking about him.
I wouldn't say that, but I would take a flyer on him. Let's put it this way.
All right.
I like him potentially long-term more than Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders.
If Gardner goes for two first-round picks, because this goes back to our Myles Garrett conversation mm-hmm. we started thing. So let's play that clip, though. Let's go back to Florio on the Myles Garrett situation here, where we don't think he's getting traded. But if Sauce Gardner went for two, what'd you say, two? Just straight
two
up.
Two first-round picks. That's the report from Adam Schefter.
Okay, so that's what it seems. I wonder if there's more to it. But here's what Florio had to say.
I think that they are firmly in keep your head low and your mouth shut territory. That may be why we're not hearing anything. And it is odd that, well, I don't suggest they should trade Myles Garrett now. They should have traded him in the offseason. If this team is as committed to analytics as they pretend to be or claim to be, and I'm not saying pretend, they are. The reality is they have an asset that is probably going to be past his prime by the time the team is good enough to maximize the on-field return. Man, what could they have gotten for Myles Garrett in a trade in the offseason? Right now, it would wreak havoc on the salary cap. They made it clear it's not happening, but it just seems to go counter to this idea of treating everything like a mathematical formula because they take a guy and they turn it into a bevy of young, cheap draft picks, replacing the young, cheap draft picks they gave up as part of the Deshaun Watson deal. It just made a ton of sense.
Okay, that on the heels of hearing that Sauce Gardner's going from the Jets to the Colts now. Oh, here we go.
Another we have trade. One more. Sorry, I wanted to wait until we got through the Florio cut. This is from Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport, the Saints sending wide receiver Rashid Shaheed to the Seahawks.
Wow. Okay.
See. Sorry, have, not as exciting as Sauce Gardner, but that one came
no,
down.
No, because I think
it's interesting because they have Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Yeah.
And they have the young kid. Is it Torrey Holt? No, not Torrey Holt.
Is he still playing?
Holton. No, I wish. Mm. New kid who's done really well. It was like a fifth or sixth round pick. And Cooper Kupp, who hasn't done a whole lot up there.
We talked a lot about Miles and letting him go and the cap ramifications. So I just started looking
at Sam Darnold weapons, Andy.
Yeah. I just started looking at Sauce Gardner. Like I kept saying, okay, if the Jets can make a trade like that with the highest paid corner in the game, like what does that do to the Jets' salary cap situation? I don't know. That was the first
probably
thing I thought.
Probably doesn't help it much.
So Sauce Gardner's extension, when they signed him to the extension, I'm just reading this off of Google, impacts the Jets' salary cap, creating a large, long-term commitment that will average over $30 million per season starting in 2027, though his 25 and 26 cap hits will be lower at $9.4 million and $12.25 million, respectively. This would require the Jets to manage their cap. So they were just more of a, I don't know, if based on that, you know, the Browns are in a, you know, if there was a light based on your cap and restrictions that the Browns feels like it's red, the Jets would feel like it was sort of yellow there based on some of that cap movement there because they had more space than the Browns did because you're also backing that up against Deshaun Watson for the Browns too. So it's just all, man, it's all just Olympics there, right? It's all salary cap Olympics or gymnastics or however you want to look at it. Jim is in Medina. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
I was just thinking about how Gabriel has a high chance of ending up like Baker Mayfield having success on a better team because, he looked like a Superman against Ohio State twice last year. Made Jim Knowles' defense look normal because he had a more competent O-line and fast receivers. And Colorado's O-line is more like Cleveland's is. So Sanders has more of a chance of looking like he did in college. And if Gabriel goes somewhere with a more competitive O-line and faster receivers, he's likely going to end up looking more like Baker Mayfield is looking these days.
Okay.
You're connecting a lot of dots there, Jim. You never know. How about if the Browns just go ahead and beef up the offense and give each one of those guys a chance to play and do well?
Here's a problem for Sanders. I mean, that O-line at Colorado was not good.
No, he got a lot.
He set a record. He was sacked 52 times. That's part of his back. But that's part of his back injury issues that he's dealing with right now, too.
Yeah. The whole stadium knew it was a pass play. They were not running the football.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. I don't know. Help me, Jeff, because I'm befuddled on if the Browns are going to do anything today. Let me start there.
Don't be befuddled. Just stay tuned. Right here to 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, Jeff.
All day.
You're so good with this stuff sometimes.
Yeah, right.
So always a pleasure to do the always a pleasure to do the show with you. I still waiting to see if the Browns do anything today. This Sauce Gardner trade to Indianapolis makes them better.
That's big.
The Jets, are trying to play for.
Jets getting worse.
Well, they're trying to play for their future.
Well, and and guess what? They have just one fewer loss than the Browns.
And we'll see who has more losses on Sunday after these two teams play. So, Dez is in Elyria. Hi, Desmond.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Man, love you guys so much. Listen to you all the time. Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Did you just say that you would take Richardson and give up our two rookies?
Today, tomorrow, and the next day.
We going from crap to crap here? I mean, I don't understand. What are we doing here? The man, just because he played the NFL down? Come on, Jeff. You are a smart man.
I don't want to go back. I think Anthony Richardson has a lot more potential than either one of our guys.
If he can stay healthy for one.
I get it.
And then
you get hit in the face with a snapped rubber band. It's not exactly being injury prone.
And didn't he throw a fit on the sideline?
Desmond.
What? And that...
I would much rather have, if I had to pick one of those three young quarterbacks, I'll take Anthony Richardson today, tomorrow, and the next day.
Okay, but let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not trying to push the door. I love the boy. I watched him since he was a kid in school. All right, but we haven't even seen him on the field in a real game yet. You just threw him to the trash.
No, I didn't. It's not what I did. You asked me which one I like better. I told you which one I like better.
Okay, Jeff. Just because it's you, I'm going to accept that. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Desmond.
Desmond, thank you very much. See that? See how pleasant we can be about this stuff.
Isn't that nice?
Sometimes.
No, I, Andy, if Shador ends up being the quarterback here, I hope he's phenomenal. That'd be great. Would be great. But just take a look at, and draft position means something. At some point, somebody really impressed somebody, or somebody didn't really impress somebody. Doesn't mean a guy taken late can't become successful. Doesn't mean a guy taken high, like Richardson, can't turn into a complete bust. But you ask me which one I want, of course it would be Anthony Richardson.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.